Juanita Stein from Howling Bells. Welcome to The Other Woman.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to see you, and we are thoroughly enjoying Slow Burn, which is the first taster of your new album, Heartstrings, which is coming out very soon, beginning of June, which is very exciting. And it's good to hear from you guys again. It feels like a really long time, and I don't know why, because it hasn't been that long. I mean, it's been 3 years
It's been a few years between the last record and this one, and in that space I had a baby, so it's kind of an excusable amount of time to take off. And other than that, we've always tended to have a long space between records. I don't know why, it just kind of, that's our fate.
Yeah. You've also made your records kind of all over the place. I think many moons ago, I think I might have spoken to you when I used to work at the BBC about your record that you made in Vegas. And then before that, it was LA. And then I think you'd sort of done stuff in Australia. So you've definitely done your thing around.
So cool.
Yeah, but this time it's London.
Yeah, which is very strange that it's taken us 10 years, would you believe, to do that? Because the first record was made in Liverpool. All the songs were written in Australia, and then the second one was LA, and the third one was Vegas. Yeah, so I think it was important to us for many reasons that this one was made at home, and London does very much feel like home to me now.
Okay, so tell us about that process. I mean, I guess 10 years of being anywhere but in a home, I suppose, and now you've made this your home. How did that come about?
Well, we moved here, you know, over 10 years ago from Sydney. And we're very reluctant at first, and then it just kind of snapped us up in its great big, you know, demonic arms, and it's like, never let us go. And we're very okay with that. I'm very okay with that now. I feel very much embedded in London culture and arts and music, and I think that's kind of what's, in a lot of ways, has kept the motor running.
Do you feel like you're missing anything in Australia, in that, and I say that simply because at Amazing Radio we are playing a load of great new bands that seem to be coming out of Melbourne, Bedroom Suck Records, and so there's definitely something going on there right about now. But do you feel like there's more of a disconnect between you and that?
No, I mean, I still feel very much Aussie, and the guys do too, and we go back as often as we can, and I'm very much aware of what's coming out of Australia. But I don't know, I still feel connected to that, but I kind of feel like we live in a time where you are able to be connected to more than one culture, more than one city, geography, space, time. There's many, many factors that are binding us together.
And what about starting a family here? I guess that means you really are rooted here now. There's no going back, is there?
Yeah, not really. I mean, you know, literally, I could return and could be very happy, but I don't see it happening for a while.
Okay.
Anyway, it feels like this is the right place for me now, and the right place to start a family.
And Heartstrings, then, tell us a little bit about this album, because I've thoroughly enjoyed listening through to it. I finally got to listen to the whole thing this morning, and I mean Slow Burn is a killer track, but then there are other more sort of quite whimsical tracks on the album. There's some like love themes going on there, which is lovely. Is that a reflection of you being in a happy place? Is it very cheesy to say that's because you're, I don't know, you've just found some sort of stability or
it's
equilibrium?
It's funny that you say that, because a lot of the songs, it's a funny thing for a songwriter, because there are some songwriters that channel information very, very instantly. So they have a tragedy, they write about it, and they're fortunate enough to record it and release it, and it's very much relevant to them. There are some people like myself who tend to store experiences, lock them away, and don't look at them or deal with them for years. And that's kind of what a lot of the themes on this record are about, really. All these experiences, you know, heartaches and breakups and losses and all these, you know, huge challenges that we overcome. And I just kind of, the nature of myself is to lock it away. And then I found myself, you know, I kind of had this huge creative flurry very recently, and most of the songs on the record were written in one kind of swoop. And I do remember one point in the record, the producer, Catherine, was like, God, some of these songs are so fucking depressing with Ada. She's like, you're in such a happy place, though. I don't understand. You know, this one's about breaking up, and this one's about, you know, feeling tortured and what's going on. And but it is the process of, like, realizing experiences at a much later stage, if that makes sense.
Your therapy session, yeah, basically. Much exactly. cheaper one, I guess. Exactly. Therapy session actually makes you money. That's insane. Yeah. Well, let's hear Slow Burn now, and then we're going to talk more about how you made this record afterwards. This is Howling Bells on Amazing Radio. We're in conversation with Juanita Stein. This is Slow Burn from Heartstrings.